Blog Talk Radio.
We're voting for Biden, I think. Oh, I mean.
Shelly.
poor guy. That boy died. What?
Thank you. Are you well?
So it's a capitalist, right? You go, you're a capitalist, right? It's just low as lower.
Where?
Star, maybe the password. So, you know.
My memory is here. Sure.
Thank you.
Hey, Charlie, what do you do back there? All right. Well, I see you're sleeping. I so strange here. Sorry. As you know, you don't need to be on. Sorry about Only in order to do my Lord's request. You don't play, man. Forget about
so many roads to choose. The sky I'm walking
in the world. I'm going to take a life and get the little children. Why are you not going to come here?
Down on creation and
I'm not so funny, you gotta make it so funny. I'm just really up on it. You know? Good enough, right?
Thank you. Thank you. Here we go.
Before I hit it.
My favorite Lionel Richie song. Okay. I guess everybody has a Lionel Richie song. Boy, that is my very, very favorite. This is song is it. Do we do Still?
I'm without you once again. You laughed at me. You said you'd never meet me. I wonder if you need
me.
So many words. Where did we go? Where did we go? We both, we both did fine.
was all I could change the world with my little simple mind. She's in me, and so I'll go try it for me. And tonight, maybe on some special night, if my song is right, I can find a way. It's time for the kitchen for a while. See my work gets old in the night. Waiting for a life. I fumble with a melody of sin, and I'm torn between the things that I do. She said, wake her up when I got her love.
Oh, going to court, I think, you
I can see you now. Miami nightclubs in the 80s were one of the hottest spots around to hear the familiar keyboard riffs and electro-funk drum machine patterns of one of the most popular music genres at the time, Latin freestyle. It's also where this trio met, honed their skills, and embarked on a journey to stardom. Then, in the blink of an eye, they were gone, and three new lookalikes showed up in their place. Let's find out what happened to 80s Latin freestyle group Exposé. Exposé formed in 1984 when Miami disc jockey and music producer Louis Martinet decided to form a dance-based group. He, along with his business partner, Francisco Diaz, and Ismael Garcia, hired Sandra Tola, Alejandra Lorenzo, and Lori Miller. They first performed under the name Exposé until it was later changed to Exposé. According to Lori, the story goes a little something like this. Once upon a time, Miami-born Lori was part of a dance act. One day, one of the choreographers she was taking dance classes from mentioned that a bunch of music producers were looking for vocalists for their singing group called Technolust. During the audition process, she would meet the people involved with the project who also had an idea for yet another group in mind. Since Lori already decided that she'd rather do her own solo thing, she thought she could participate by doing choreography for the new group. After some time, they convinced her that she should be in the group after she met Alejandra, or Allie, who was Louis's girlfriend at the time, and they hit it off. Sandra, who was supposed to come in one day to lay down some vocals for what would be their debut single, Allie stepped in and blew. Sandra eventually did show up. One day, it's history. At the same time, Louis had put out with Technolust, called Woman, he decided to band together with Francisco and Ismael their own label, Pantera Records. The trio would go out every week for $100. The following year, the trio under their old name. The song became a number one hit on the Billboard Hot Dance Club Play chart and the attention of some major labels. Before they knew it, Exposé became signed recording artists with Arista Records, but not for a record deal. Clive Davis wasn't as enthusiastic about them as the A&R rep at the label was that fought to give the group a fighting chance. They ended up locked in for a two-single deal with an option for an album. A year later, Exposé released their second single called Exposed to Love. Impressed with the performance of the two singles on the dance charts, Arista granted approval for the group to record a full-length album. Then, everything fell apart. Allie, who was never comfortable being on stage anyway, wanted out. Sandra and the label came to a head, so she needed to go as well. It all kind of worked out after Lori and Allie spotted Aunt Curado at a club in L.A. one night. She had the look and the sound, and they both thought she would make a perfect. They couldn't wait to connect with Louis to tell him the good news. Little did the original three realize, but the timing probably couldn't have been more perfect for things to go. Due to the overwhelming popularity of their singles, Exposé, or actually their behind-the-scenes team, started making a lot of money and began living the good life to the full. One thing they didn't do was cross their T's and dot their I's. So one day, the Fed swooped in and took everything after they failed to pay Uncle Sam. Lori and Francisco's relationship, which had blossomed into an engagement, would also come crashing down. She actually became so disheartened with everything going on that she never even signed her horrible contract with Pantera. A major fight broke out one fateful night between Lori and Sandra when Sandra threatened Lori over why she hadn't been brought into the studio. At that moment, Lori decided she was done. She had been willing at one point to soldier on with the new lineup of her, Jeanette, and Jersey girl, Joya Bruno. Now, Lori had to deal with more backlash from everyone over her decision to leave. Since her vocals were already all over the album, she was sent a cease and desist letter stating that she wasn't allowed to even say she was a former member of Exposé. To add insult to injury, they still chose to leave her vocals on the track, as well as Sandra's and Allie's, and since she never signed a contract, she's never received any royalties for her work. Over the years, many rumors have circulated about all three original members having been fired, which was not the case at all. Ann Curlis replaced Lori, who went on to begin her solo career. She released the singles Parallel and Love is a Natural Magical Thing, and even landed her own solo record deal. She would eventually be asked to be released from her contract so she could go off and do her own thing, which involved performing on cruise ships all over the world. She also formed her own entertainment company, Chica Productions. It's become internationally known and acclaimed for creating a unique and artistic atmosphere in diverse entertainment venues using unusual entertainers, creative lighting, and decor. After leaving Exposé, Allie had no plans to continue singing. However, a friend of hers, who took over managing her for a while, convinced her that she needed to get back at it. So she did, returning to the charts with the songs I Wanna Know in 1988 and Stop Me If I Fall in Love in 1990. Sandra, too, later resurfaced as a solo artist going by the name Sandé. She released a solo album titled Only Time Will Tell, which garnered the club hits You're the One, Love Desire, and Noticing. She continued to tour actively until her death from a seizure in December 2008. She was 46 years old. In March 1987, the new lineup of Exposé released their debut album titled Exposure, led by the hit Come Go With Me, which became a top five hit in the Hot 100 chart. During the summer of the recorded version of Point of No Return was released, with Jeanette now performing lead vocals. It did equally as well on the Hot 100. While the initial distribution of Exposure to suppliers contained the 84 version of the song, subsequent press had a new version. The next R&B track, Let Me See Their Successful Role. The highest charting hit occurred here with the number one hit. This single in the album going Exposé first had a restrictive contract, and there were reports in the media of backstage battles. The group's second album was dropped in 1989. It performed well and was certified gold. The title track, as well as the follow-up When I Looked at Him and Tell Me Why, all became top 10 hits. As an all-female group, this amazing 7 back-to-back top 10 hits on the Hot 100. Only the Supremes have more. In 2015, Billboard magazine named the band the 8th most successful girl group of all time. The success of Exposé in the U.S. led to similar girl groups being created and existing ones being signed to major labels, such as Company B, Sweet Sensation, Pajama Party, Seduction. While touring with Exposé, began having throat problems. Later, it was discovered to be a small benign tumor on her left vocal cord. This news caused the group to cut their tour short. Then they took some time off from their schedule to cover. Sadly, Joya completely lost her voice and couldn't sing for several years. Their self-titled third album. Unfortunately, the album was not as commercially successful as their previous two, but it still achieved gold status. Jeanette also had a solo shining moment around this time, playing the role of Rosie in the 1995 independent drama film, Me or My Family. However, toward the end of that year, Arista decided to drop it, disbanded, and took time off to raise family and their own individual projects. And to have a successful career as a solo artist, songwriter, and producer, she's released 4 albums, and the original music she's written and produced and Gossip Girl, as well as numerous major motion pictures. Jeanette appeared in films, on stage, and released a solo EP titled Lovely in 2013, and focused on songwriting, supplying vocals to several projects, and also provided academic instruction on music and the music business. Joya pursued theater acting and also provided vocals for other artists. By 97, she had fully recovered from her throat tumor and began singing again. After a small stint with another band, she started work on a solo career and achieved several number one hits on the dance chart. She's released 2 solo albums, Expose This in 2004 and A Christmas Album in 2013. After a long hiatus in August 2003, the lineup of Ann, Jeanette, and Kelly reunited briefly in concert. While there was a desire to do more shows, according to Kelly, they weren't able to make it happen at that time. Fortunately, on October 21st, 2006, Exposé with the lineup of Ann, Jeanette, and Joya kicked off their tour at the American Airlines Arena in Miami. Kelly continues to remain an honorary member of the group and has said she would fill in for anyone who may not be available or to appear with the full line on special occasion. In 2011, a lawsuit that had been filed several years prior concerning a trademark licensing agreement for the rights to Exposé's name was affirmed by court ruling. It cited Jeanette, Ann, and Joya as the rightful owners. This was a shocking win since the members frequently signed contracts that explicitly agreed they did not own the trademark. They were able to get around this by demonstrating that they, rather than a promoter, was represented by the trademark. In August 2012, the group independently released the single, Shine On. Several years later, the group's debut album was reissued. Comprising of two discs, the issue also came with an extensive booklet, which detailed the history of the group, the story behind the song, as well as the lyrics to all the tracks. After staying off the road throughout 2020, Exposé returned to the stage in 2021 and also have dates scheduled for next year. Thanks for watching. Please like, share, and comment.
Now here's the title. All right. Hey, boy.
Oh! I get when you hold me close. Oh, Diana, you're the most. I love you, but do you love me? Oh, Diana, can't you see that I love you with all my heart? And I hope we will never part from it. Oh, my darling, oh, my lover, tell me that there is no other. I love you with my heart, purple. Oh, don't you know I love you so? Oh, my heart is only you can tear it apart. When you open your loving arms, I can feel you giving all your charm. And hold me, darling, hold me tight. Kiss me, baby. Oh, please stay.
Sorry, Diana.
At the end of the tour, the Chinese tour guide said he was going to sing a song in English, and he sang Old Carol. I was flabbergasted. I walked up to him. I said, thank you very much. That's my song. He said, no, it's not. It's Neil Sedaka's. I said, well, I am Neil Sedaka. He said, if you're Neil Sedaka, I'm Elvis Presley. As many times as I sing the first collection, I never get tired.
Oh, Carol, I am gonna go. Darling, I love you. Know you treat me cruel. You hurt me. And you make me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die. Darling, there will never be another. Oh, never just know. Don't ever leave me. Say you'll never go. I will always go before my sweetheart. No matter what you do. Oh, Carol, so in love with you.
Oh, Carol, I am but a fool. Darling, I love you. Though you treat me cruel. Not one of my best lyrics. You heard me cry. But if you leave me, I will surely die.
Darling, there will never be another. I love you so. Don't ever leave me. Say you'll never go.
Thank you.
That's what I'm going for.